Another pregnancy center firebombed in Oregon, no injuries. By Paul Bois on June 14, 2022. Another pro-life pregnancy center has been firebombed as the Supreme Court reportedly stands to overturn Roe v. Wade. The firebombing occurred at the Gresham Pregnancy Resource Center in Oregon at around 3 a.m. Saturday, according to an announcement on the center's website that shared photos of the aftermath. Our Gresham Pregnancy Resource Center was set on fire this morning at about 3 a.m. From initial investigations by police and fire authorities, it appears an incendiary device was thrown through a window, the announcement said. The alarm system alerted fire and police, who arrived quickly enough to extinguish the fire before it expanded into the entire structure. The damage was mostly contained to one room. Though the perpetrators left no messages similar to those at other firebombed pregnancy clinics, CEO Luke Cirillo concluded that the attack fits with patterns of attacks at other clinics. When our SE Portland Pregnancy Resource Center was vandalized a few weeks back, I said at the time that we had an incredibly resilient team, said Cirillo. It remains true. I am deeply encouraged by the way our staff grieves honestly and prays genuinely for the hearts of the people perpetrating these crimes. At the same time, this hurts. Arson is particularly violent and destructive, and it compromises a sense of safety for our team and for the people we serve, he added. On top of that, this will require temporary closure of our center until we can make repairs. Cirillo said that the attacks from radical pro-abortion activists stem from a misunderstanding of the kind of work their centers do for pregnant women. We reject and refuse to have any part in the culture of hate. Jesus has modeled a different way, said Cirillo. It's the way of love. That narrow way includes, as a challenge to us all, the love of those who hate us. According to Life News, as many as 59 cases of pro-abortion violence and intimidation have been reported since the leak of the Supreme Court draft decision that aims to overturn Roe v. Wade. Catholic Vote has also documented as many as 23 cases of attacks on pregnancy centers and pro-life groups in the same time frame. Just last week, police arrested California resident Nicholas John Rosk, 26, near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland after Rosk had allegedly traveled there to murder the sitting judge to protect Roe v. Wade. A California man carrying at least one weapon near Brett M. Kavanaugh's Maryland home has been taken into custody by police after telling officers he wanted to kill the Supreme Court justice, reported The Washington Post. Two people familiar with the investigation said the initial evidence indicates the man was angry about the leaked draft of an opinion by the Supreme Court signaling that the court is preparing to overturn Roe v. Wade, continued the Post.